some music for you now. You might know Felix Riebel as one of the frontmen of the Cat Empire. Great music, but he has more strings to his bow than that. His second solo album, Paper Doors, came out a week ago off the back of the Cat Empire's latest album, which was released in March. Felix Riebel is also in the middle of a world tour. In other words, he's a busy bloke. Listening to Paper Doors, Felix's distinctive voice is strong, but the sound and tone is different. It's quieter. Sometimes it's a bit mysterious and just a little bit murkier than you might be used to if you listen to the Cat Empire tracks. Now, I caught up with Felix a little earlier, just before he sets off on the road again.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. You are a busy man.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of years, this year especially. Yeah.
Why, amidst all of this stuff that you've got going on, do you want to do a solo thing?
Well, music sort of dictates itself, I suppose. I mean, songs, I don't want to hold on to them for too long. I recorded this album actually before we did Rising with the Sun with the Cat Empire in a burst over 10 days. And, you know, the Cat Empire then did a big tour and that's been fantastic, you know, both here and overseas. But I just want to perform these songs and get this record out into other people's houses and move on, you know.
There's a quote on your website that talks about traveling for music and traveling with music. What's the distinction you're making?
Well, I suppose I've been known as a songwriter and a musician who's traveled a lot. I mean, it's well documented in the Cat Empire, you know, trips to Cuba and LA to make albums and things. And on this album as well, there are several songs from experiences in Timor-Leste. But traveling has been hugely influential on my music. And but then there's also the experience of making music, which is its own still form of travel, if you know what I mean.
What are you doing in Timor, by the way?
I went to visit a friend, Thomas Henning, who made an unbelievable video to that song as well. And he was working with a lot of the artists over there. And so I took a motorbike and we traveled from Dili to Baucau and visited quite a few.
Right up top along the eastern, northeastern coastline.
Exactly, yeah. And mostly we're meeting with artists there. And Thomas is a theatre maker predominantly, but also filming over there. And it was really a trip out of curiosity and turned into some music.
Much of a music scene, much of an artistic scene.
A huge artistic scene. I mean, we're at the place called Arte Maurice in Dili, which is sort of an overgrown gallery. You know, in Melbourne, where I'm from, you go to the gallery, you know what I mean? You go into and you're told that this is a gallery. And in Timor, it feels as if the gallery kind of explodes out onto the street, if you know. And so there was installations everywhere. There was, they would make music out of old broken drums and things like that. And there is a real music scene there.
A bit like you in East Timor, there is this sort of eclectic mix of influences there. It's sort of Portuguese, there's a bit of Indonesian, there's some of the more traditional artistic influences. I mean, you strike me as someone, from having listened to your music over a fairly long period, that draws on a lot of different sort of creative pulses.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was drawn to that place because of its Portuguese imagery, I suppose, and the fact that it was so close to Australia. And, you know, I found that fascinating that there were, you know, Mary and Christ statues on the top of jungle hills kind of thing. And then from there, I sort of went into it. And there are six, I mean, everyone you meet there has six names and speaks, you know, four or five different languages. And it's just an incredibly mysterious place. And also its relationship to Australia is distinct and troublesome as well. But going back to the influences, yes, it's always fascinated me to be around places where those mysteries and those contrasts are really prevalent, and I find and that to be a very interesting place to write from.
One of the songs on the Cat Empire's latest album, Rising with the Sun, is Bataclan. Needs no real explanation about what the inspiration is for that, but you wrote it obviously after the attacks on the Bataclan Theatre in December last year. Profoundly impacted by what you saw happen?
Yeah. I was. I'm very influenced by what happened there. Very saddened, I should say, really, because we played the Bataclan many times, but beyond that, the Cat Empire has always been about its live atmosphere, really. And I could imagine that as a place extremely familiar to me, the people in there and the experience of live music in a room full of people. And so that Bataclan song came very, very naturally and was an important one for me to write, I suppose.
Paper Doors, your album, was released last week. You're about to perform something from it. So tell us what that is and what are we looking out for in terms of the sort of different identity of your solo music compared with what we might have heard in the Cat Empire?
Well, the Cat Empire is a very colourful, chaotic band, and there are a lot of notes, a lot of movement on stage, and performing with my band, which is starting tonight, by the way, has the same energy, but is in a more imaginative and often quiet way. And so I've been enjoying with Paper Doors, singing and sort of dancing between the space in between notes, as opposed to, you know, dancing with this chaos of sound. And that's been a really fantastic experience for me.
Okay. And so what are you performing now?
I'm going to perform the last song on the album, Wager, just me and a keyboard. And if you make it to the end of the album, this is the song you'll hear.
All right. For you this morning on RN Breakfast, it's Felix Riebel.
Some might be saved by the gong. Some might just say it's so easy, but I can't believe you all found my way home. Some find a case of fallow. Some find disgraces appealing. They see in the ashes a reason for hope. Some they just never move on. But I don't want to wait for the world to fall asleep. And baby, I don't want to wager. I don't want to wager. No, I don't want to wait for your promises to keep. I don't want a savior. I don't want a savior. And some find their treasure in tears. Some they just fear the horizon so much they get sad and then sad to get clear. Some find a lover or friend. Some find a ghost is more comforting than a firm shoulder on which to depend. Some they just never move on. But I don't want to wait for the world to fall asleep. And baby, I don't want to wager. I don't want to wager. No, I don't want to wait for your promises to keep. I don't want to save you. I don't want to save you. Tonight it ain't open. Tonight it ain't free. I don't want to wager. I don't want to wager. No, I don't want to wait for your words to come from me. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to stay here no more. Some find the day is so long. Some find an age can just pass them while they are still waiting to be and belong. Some find a way to just win. They stand by the mirror and tell themselves nothing and no one will get in my skin.
Felix Riebel there some with his song Wager from his second solo album. Paper Doors, out now. And thank you very much for coming in, Felix. That was very enjoyable. He's on tour, I think, in Adelaide. It kicks off this evening and he'll be travelling across Australia.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.